Hello and welcome to this exploration of Nice Wanton by, who knows, it is dated to somewhere during the reign of Edward VI, so that's 1547 to 1553, didn't last long, with the version that we have probably being revised around 1560 or so. So this is a play that has had a life, and therefore suggests it was not unsuccessful. Nice Wanton is a fascinating interlude. It's a moral tale that is really judgy. It's like an episode of CSI Crime Scene Investigation. Anything fun is bad and will lead to disease, poverty, and death. Definitely death. Some great lines and songs, though how to frame the play for a modern audience is a good question we will one day need to answer. As usual, a rough read-through here, with only a couple of strong message here, accidental reading of stage directions as dialogue. You can go to the show notes to find a nice accessible online version of the text to follow as you listen at your leisure. But here is our first stab at getting into the play, workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare irregulars on a Saturday morning in summer 2019. There are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. More fulsome audio versions of all these exploring session plays one day will be released, and you get to choose which ones we do next by becoming a patron and voting for it. As we'll be recording a proper version of this anon, please share your thoughts or suggestions about where we go from here. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse, either on our patron page by joining us, or on Twitter at BeyondShakes. You can also email us at admin@beyondshakespeare.org. The irregulars were Liz Cole, Richard Fawcett, Mark Scanlon, and Alan Scott, and I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is Nice Wanton.
So let's do a play called Nice Wanton. This is from the reign of Edward VI. It is at a time when there's a population explosion and people are terribly, terribly worried about children not behaving. And so this is a short interlude, it's not very long, it has songs which we will not attempt to sing. Richard, if I could ask you to do the prologue, if you could be Delilah, please, Liz. Mark, if you can be Ismael, and Alan, for the moment, can you be Barnabas, and we'll see where we get. I think I'll have to be Eulalia. It should double in various interesting ways, but we shall see how we go. Mark, could you start with the textual bit at the top?
Okay.
The title, which is quite long, but is also, I don't know if that's actually a play, part of the play or not.
Wherein ye may see three branches of an ill tree, the mother and her children free, two naught and one godly. Early sharp that will be thorn, soon ill that will be naught. To be naught, better unborn, better unfed than naughtily taught, at magnum magnos, purus perilia doctus.
The prudent Prince Solomon doth say, he that spareth the rod, the child doth hate. He would youth should be kept in awe alway, by correction in time at reasonable rate. To be taught to fear God and their parents obey, to get learning and qualities, thereby to maintain an honest, quiet life, correspondent alway to God's law and the king's. For it is certain, if children be nuzzled in idleness and ill, and brought up therein, it is hard to restrain and draw them from natural wont evil, as here in this interlude ye shall see plain. By two children brought up wantonly in play, whom the mother doth excuse when she should chastise, they delight in dalliance and mischief alway. At last they end their lives in miserable wise. The mother, persuaded by worldly shame that she was the cause of their wretched life, so pensive, so sorrowful for their death she became, that in despair she would slay herself with a knife. Then her son Barnabas, by interpretation the son of comfort, her ill purpose doth stay. By the scriptures he giveth her goodly consolation, and so concludeth all these parts we will play. That's a jolly one, isn't it?
It is, it is. And trust me, when it says that the terrible things happen to everyone, it's not joking. Nobody really comes out of this desperately well, by my recollection. I could be wrong. but anyway.
As boys and girls learn.
Oh, yes, sorry, the Latin. We didn't actually...
I've come got it all on top, but boys and girls learn... many or greatly, but I don't know what UT means. Do you know?
It's conjunction.
Yeah.
Where are we?
We're just going back to the Latin at the top.
Magnus pueros perilia doctus.
Well, the magnum magnus is the graces of the great, isn't it?
Yeah. Boys and girls learn.
Yeah.
I don't know what UT is, though.
As at, I think...
Well, yes.
I think
as the great, yes, or something else.
Oh, boys and girls learn from the great and good, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, who's Barnabas?
Me.
You are Barnabas. Okay, so, and you have been magically youthed.
Right.
When it comes to the singing, just say the... I'll indicate that you... I'll read the stage directions for the moment, so that you know you're singing, even though you're not singing when we get to the singing. Don't sing.
My master, in my lesson yesterday, did recite this text of Ecclesiasticus. Man is prone to evil from his youth, did he say, which sentence may well be verified in us. Myself, my brother and sister Dahlia, whom our parents to their cost to school do find, I tarry for them here, time passeth away, I lose my learning, they ever loiter behind. If I go before, they do me threat to complain to my mother, she, for their sake, being her tender tidlings, will me beat. Lord, in this perplexity, what way shall I take? What will become of them? Grace God them send to apply their learning and their manners amend.
And Ishmael and Delilah come in singing.
Here we come in, here we are alone, and here we will abide are.
Fie, brother, fie, and specially you, Sister Dahlia. Soberness becometh maids alway.
It's Delilah, surely.
Delilah.
That's how I was going with it. I mean, your pronunciation is possible. It doesn't not fit the vowel sounds. Shall we go for a consistent one?
Delilah?
Well, I'm Delilah.
I think Delilah works better. Certainly in modern sense.
Well, it's not an unusual pronunciation.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Don't sing the song. Okay. Go from Fie, Brother, Fie.
Fie,
they've
brother.
They've come in singing, how dare they?
Yes. Fie, brother, fie, and especially you, Sister Delilah. Soberness becometh maids alway.
What ye don't? Be ye ever in one song?
Yea, sir, it shall cost you blows ere it be long.
Be ye not ashamed the truants to play, losing your time and learning, and that every day. Learning bringeth knowledge of God and honest living to get.
Yea, marry, I warrant you, Master Hoddypeak.
Learn apace, sister, and after to spin and sew, and other honest housewifely points to know.
Spin, quota? Yea, by the mass, and with your heels upwind, for a good mouse hunt is cat after saint kind.
Lewd speaking corrupteth good manners, St. Paul doth say. Come, let us go, if ye will, to school this day. I shall be shent for tarrying so long.
And off. He goes, miserable that he is.
Go, get thee hence, thy mouth full of horse dung. Now, pretty sister, what sport shall we devise? Thus pelting to school, I think us unwise. In summer die for thrist, in winter for cold, and still to live in fear of a churl, who would?
Not I, by the mass, I'd rather be hanged where. I would sit quaiting like a mum for fear. I am sunburned in summer, and in winter the cold maketh my limbs gross and my beauty decay. If I should use it, as they would, I should. I should never be fair woman, I dare say.
No, sister, no, but I can tell. Where we shall have good cheer, lusty companions two or three, at good wine, ale and beer.
Oh, good brother, let us go. I will never more go to school. Shall I never know what pastime meaneth? Yes, I will not be such a fool.
Have with thee, Delilah. Farewell our school. Away with books and all. I will set my heart on a merry pin, whatever shall befall.
And so they're singing that as they throw away their books singing a happy throwaway song. At which point everything sort of changes because they do exit, which is not written in the script. Or my version anyway. So, Richard, if you could do Eulalia, and in a moment, Liz, can you do Centipede. So this is the other generational level, shall we say?
Lord, what folly is in youth? How unhappy be children nowadays? And the more pity to say that their parents maintain them in evil ways, which is a great cause that the world decays. For children brought up in idleness and play, unthrifty and disobedient, continue alway. A neighbour of mine hath children hereby, idle, disobedient, proud, wanton, and nice. As they come by, they do shrewdly turns daily. Their parents, so to suffer them, surely be not wise. They laugh me to scorn when I tell them mine advice. I will speak with their elders and warn them neighbourly. Never in better time their mother is hereby.
And enter the mother as she comes pootling in after a very quick change, possibly if this is the correct doubling.
God save you, gossip. I am very fain that you chance now to come this way. I long to talk with you a word or twain. I pray you take it friendly that I shall say. Ismael, your son, and your daughter Delilah, do me shrewd turns daily more and more. Chide and beat my children, it grieveth me sore. They swear, curse, and scold as they would go by the way, giving other ill example to do the same, to God's displeasure. And their hurt another day, chastise them for it, or else ye be to blame.
Tush, tush, if ye have nae more than that to say, ye may hold your tongue and get ye away. Alas, poor souls, they sit at school all day, for fear of a churl and a little they play. He beateth them like the devil when they come home, their mistresship would have them me lay on. If I should beat them, oft as men complain, by the mass within this month I should make them lame.
Be not offended, I pray you, I must say more. Your son is suspect light-fingered to be. Your daughter hath nice tricks, three or four. See to it in time, lest worse ye do see. He that spareth the rod hateth the child truly. Yet Solomon's sober correction doth mean not to beat and bounce them, to make them lame.
God thank you, mistress, I am well at ease. Such a fool to teach me preaching as she please. Dame, ye belie them deadly, I know plain, because they go handsomely, ye disdain.
Then on the other as well would I complain, but your other son is good, and no thanks to you. These will ye make naught by sweet Jesu.
Cup liar, my children naught ye lie. By ye malice they shall not set a fly. I have but one mome in comparison of his brother. Him the fool praiseth and despiseth the other.
Well, Xantippe, better in time than too late. Seeing ye take it so, here my leave I take.
Marry, could leave of ye, the great God be with you. My children or I be cursed, I think. They complained on wherever they go, that for their pleasure they might drink. Nay, by this the poor souls be come from school weary. I will go get the meat to make them merry.
Lovely. Let's pause there, because we've got quite a lot to unpack. Who's on the side of the moral people?
Well, the moaning is so contemporary.
Yes, I mean, it is. It's that thing of all the those people, you know, because you're that sort of the next door neighbour, you know, complaining.
Well, I mean, the image in my head is Les Dawson.
I have to say,
leaning over the vic, you know,
immediately came to mind. I have to say, but it's that thing of, you know, you don't beat your children often enough. I'll do it for you. Oh, my child would never do that. She's a good girl, she is. They'd never do that. But it is that thing that the moral people are so moral that actually it's the case of, can we have some fun? Any fun at all? No, you'll end up bad. It's, you know, like something touring to schools to, you know, say drugs are bad and it's, you know, and you will take drugs once, you'll immediately die. Okay, so Alan, you were Barnabas or whatever.
Yes, and iniquity.
So you're now iniquity.
I think that
does work. I think it does. So let's continue with that line.
Lo, here I bring her.
What is she now ye have her?
A lusty minion loner.
For no gold will I give her.
Welcome, my honey.
Yes, we can assume that is a song.
It does have the feeling that it's...
Yes, they're all coming in singing and with iniquity. So the two young reprobates coming in with iniquity. The audience don't know that yet. They're just having fun at the moment. Mm. So it's just, oh my heart, this wench can sing.
Right.
So you finish the song, welcome, my honey. Delilah has presumably gone, and that you respond.
Oh, my heart, this wench can sing and play her part.
I am yours and you mine with all my heart.
By the mass, it is well sung. Were ye not sorry you were a maid so long?
Oh, what's been going on?
Yeah, it does sound rather like something very bad's going on.
Behind the bike sheds.
Yeah.
Fie, Master Iniquity, fie, I am a maid yet.
No, sister, no, your maidenhead is sick.
That knave, your brother, will be a blab still. Iwis, Delilah, ye can say as much by him if ye will.
By him, quota? Him hath whores two or three. But it tell your minion doll, by God's body, it skilleth not, she doth hold you as much.
Ye lie falsely, she will play me so no such touch.
Not she? Yes, to do your heart good, I could sell you who putteth a bone in your hood.
Peace, whore, or ye bear me a box on there.
Here is mine ear, knave, strike an thou dare. To suffer him thus, ye be no man. If you not avenge me, I will find one. To set so little by me you are not wont. Well, it is no matter, though you do. Caleri nolunt.
Cateri.
Cateri nolunt. Do we know what that is?
Harrying.
Cateri is the others, the rest.
Does not want to.
Unwilling.
Mm. Unwilling, yeah.
Peace, Delilah. Speak ye Latin, poor fool?
So I just want to pause while we're paused. So it's that thing of trying to suggest that the minion doll has possibly given Ishmael a bit of a touch at some point, or he wished it was so, shall we say. Definitely the suggestion of he would like to have had sex, even if he hasn't had sex yet. He hasn't been fully corrupted by iniquity. And all these various backs and parries and backs and forths lead almost to physical violence, because, of course, that's what bad things lead you to be physically evil. Okay, so suddenly Delilah has given you some Latin. This is awful. That's learning. Go, iniquity.
Peace, Delilah. Speak ye Latin, poor fool?
No, but a proverb I learned at school.
Yea, sister, you went to school till ye were past grace.
Yes, yeah, so didst thou by thy knave's face.
Well, no more ado, let all this go. We kinsfolk must be friends, it must be so. Come on, come on, come on.
And they cast some dice.
Here they be that will do us all good.
If ye use it long, your hair will grow through your hood.
Come on, knave, with Christ's curse. I must have some of the money thou hast picked out of thy father's purse.
He by the mass, if he can get his purse, now and then he maketh by half the worse.
I defy you both, whore and knave.
What? Ye princocks, begin ye to rave? Come on.
Master Iniquity, by your leave, I will play a crown or two here by your sleeve.
Then be ye servant to a worshipful man. Master Iniquity, a right name by St. John.
What can ye say by Master Iniquity? I love him and his name most heartily.
God a mercy, Delilah. Good luck, I warrant thee. I will shrive you both by and by.
So, that's interesting. So it's the first time we've had Master Iniquity's name coming up. Almost sounds like they've coined it rather than That's, you know, you're literally, it's just, you've
it's
decided
a nickname.
It's just a nickname. But you then go and kiss Delilah, which is, you know, you're leading her literally into corruption.
Come on, but first let us have a song.
I'm content, so that it be not long.
I love that. It's just, come on! No, no, stop. It's like you just keep going.
Actually, there's quite a lot of dry humour in this. I mean, if he's obviously shaking the dice and hoping to get it.
Yeah,
come out,
there's
right?
a whole.
If you use it too
there.
Long, your hair will grow through.
Yeah,
strip yarns. I think that's
on.
Really funny.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. So that's the sense you're holding onto the dice for ridiculous, and you're not casting them. Yes, there's a lot of life to this, isn't there? Anyway, you now sing. You're not going to sing. You're just going to say the words.
Gold locks. She must have knocks, or else I do her wrong.
When ye have your will. Ye were best lie still, the winter nights be long.
When I ne may, another assay, I will take it for no wrong.
Then, by the rood, a bone in your hood I shall put ere it be long.
She matcheth you, sirrah.
By God's blood, she is the best whore in England.
It is knavishly praise. Give me your hand.
I would thou hast such another.
By the mass, rather than £40, brother.
Here, sirs, come on. Seven. Mice. 11 at all.
Do you nick us? Be knave your noly.
10, mine.
6, mine. Have at it, and it were all for my brother's kind. It is lost by his wounds, and 10 to 1.
Take the dice, Delilah, cast on.
And she casteth.
Come on, 5. Thrive at fairest.
Gup, whore, and I at rest he loseth. By Gog's blood, I ween God and the devil be against me.
To one forsake thee, t'other will take thee.
Then is he a good fellow I would not pass, so that I might bear a rule in hell by the mass, to toss firebrands at these penny fathers' pates. I would be porter and receive them at the gates. In boiling lead and brimstone I would seath them each one. The knaves have all the money, good fellows have none.
Play, brother, have you lost all your money now?
Yea, I thank that knave and such a whore as thou. 'Tis no matter, I will have money or I will sweat. By Gog's blood, I will rob the next I meet. Yea, and it be my father.
Nice.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. Off he goes. So, yes, a certain amount of gambling's gone on. A lot of the recurring line of bone in your hood. So, in your trousers.
She's certainly no longer a lady.
No, they're all thoroughly corrupted, or to some degree. We're getting towards an interval, however, or what's marked here is an interval, question mark, at the bottom of this page. So he has gone out. Anyway, you are left alone. You've been corrupted.
Thou, boy, by the mass, ye will climb the ladder. Ah, sirrah, I love a wench that can be wily. She perceived my mind with a twink of mine eye. If we two play body on any man, we will make him as bare as Job anon. Well, Delilah, let's see what ye have won.
Sir, I had 10 shillings when I begone, and here is all, every farthing.
Ye lie like a whore, ye have won a pound.
When the devil strike me to the ground.
I will fill your pocket by your leave, mistress.
Away, knave, not mine, by the mass.
Yes, by God. And I give you this to boot.
Out, horse, son, knave. I beshrew my heart root.
I'm just going to pause it. I want to do that again. We'll do that with the stage direction. I'll do a sound effect to go in the middle. So, iniquity, yes, by God.
Yes, by God. And give you this to boot.
Out, horse, son, knave. I beshrew my heart root. Will that rob me and beat me too?
In the way of correction, but a blow or two.
Correct thy dogs, thou hast shall not beat me. I will make your knave's flesh cut, I warrant thee. Ye think I have no friends. Yes, I have in store a good fellow or two, perchance more. Yea, by the mass, they shall box you for this gear. A knave I found thee, a knave I leave thee here.
Gabor, do you hear this jade? Loving when she is pleased, when she is angry, thus shrewd. Thief, brother, sister, whore. 2 grafts of an ill tree. I will tarry no longer here. Farewell. God be with ye.
And off he goes. And there's a hint that this may be a point for a short break. Certainly because Delilah is about to come in ragging.
Well, it's a road to degradation. It's pretty snappy.
Yeah, well, to be fair, you were pretty much on the
way. Well, on the slippery slope before you...
Are you saying I'm a pushover?
No, well, frankly, you give as good as you get.
I mean, I think I do.
There is that uncomfortable thing that the moment you are drawn in the direction of iniquity that you get a slap. Mm. So, the second half of the play is going to be where the just desserts comes up. Just desserts. And we shall see where that will go. Have a short break. So, Delilah cometh in ragged, her face hid or disfigured, halting on a staff. It's been a bad few years. Bad 5 minutes for you.
Alas, wretched wretch that I am, most miserable caitiff ever was born, full of pain and sorrow, crooked and lorn, stuffed with diseases in this world forlorn. My sinews be shrunken, my flesh eaten with pox, my bones full of ache and great pain. My head is bald, that bare yellow locks. Crooked I creep to the earth again. Mine eyesight is dim, my hands tremble and shake, my stomach abhorreth all kind of meat. For lack of clothes, great cold I take. When appetite serveth, I can get no meat. Where I was fair and amiable of face, now I am foul and horrible to see. All this I have deserved for lack of grace. Justly for my sins, God doth plague me. My parents did tittle me. Would that be title me?
Cosset, I suspect.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's what it means, but whether it is pronounced tittle or... I like tittle myself.
Yeah, we'll stick with that.
I think that works very well. Did tittle you?
My parents did tittle me. They were to blame. Oh, that's typical, isn't it? Blame everybody else.
Yeah.
They were to blame. Instead of correction, an ill did me maintain. I fell to naught, and sure... die with shame, yet all this is not half my grief and pain.
There's more.
The worm of my conscience, that shall never die, accuses me daily more and more. So oft have I sinned wilfully that I fear to be damned evermore.
Enter Barnabas.
What woeful wight art thou, tell me, that here most grievously doth lament? Confess the truth, and I will comfort thee by the word of God omnipotent. Although your time ye have misspent, repent and amend while ye have space, and God will restore you to health and grace.
Oh, to tell you who I am, I dare not for shame, but my filthy living hath brought me in this case. Full oft for my wantonness you did me blame. Yet, to take your counsel, I had not the grace to be restored to health, alas. It is past. Disease hath brought me to in such decay. Help me with your arms while my life doth last, that, like a wretch as I am, I may go my way.
Show me your name, sister, I you pray, and I will help you now at your need. Both body and soul will I feed.
You have named me already, if I durst be so bold. Your sister Delilah, that wretch I am. Your wanton nice toys, ye near of old. Alas, brother, they have brought me to this shame. When you went to school, my brother and I would play, swear, chide, and scold with man and woman. To do shrewd turns, our delight was alway. Yet were we tittled, and you beaten now and then. Thus our parents let us do what we would, and you by correction they kept thee under awe. When we grew big, we were sturdy and bold. By father and mother, we set not a straw. Small matter for me. I am past. But your brother and mine is in great jeopardy, in danger to come to shame at the last. He frameth his living so wickedly.
Well, sister, I ever feared ye would be naught. Your lewd behaviour sore grieved my heart. To train you to goodness, all means have I sought. But in vain, yet will I play a brotherly part, for the soul is more precious, most dearly bought. With the blood of Christ dying, therefore, to save it first, a mean must be sought. At God's hand by Christ, man's only saviour. Consider, Delilah, God's fatherly goodness, which for your good hath brought you in this case.
scourged you with his rod of pure love, doubtless, that once knowing yourself, ye might call for grace. Ye seem to repent, but I doubt whether, for your sins or for the misery ye be in. Earnestly repent for your sin rather, for these plagues be but the reward of sin. But so repent that ye sin no more, and then believe with steadfast faith that God will forgive you forevermore, for Christ's sake, as the scripture saith. As for your body, if it be curable, I will cause to be healed, and during your life I will clothe you and feed you as I am able. Come, sister, go with me, ye have need of relief.
And then ends a scene. And Richard, if it was slow before, it certainly suddenly got slow then. Didn't it just get portentous? Some lovely bits in there, some lovely turns of phrase, but it has got to the point of now it's time to sermonise.
Tiddle sounds a bit spoiled.
Indulge. Mollycoddle.
Mollycoddle.
All of those things. I like it as a word. I think I've been tiddled all my life. Okay, so we now enter a courtroom scene. Whoever's not speaking can be the jury. I think they say one line, or they one or two lines here and there. The jury is technically everyone. If I was staging it, I'd probably get a member of the audience.
Well, it says one for the rest.
I think there's two lines for the jury. Richard is the judge. Iniquity returns. Who's pretending to be the court bailiff.
As in bailiff,
So he's pretending to be something else. So you're no longer Barnabas, you are now Iniquity.
As a judge of the country, here am I come, sent by the King's Majesty justice to do, chiefly to proceed in judgment of a felon. I tarry for the verdict of the quest ere I go.
Enter Iniquity. Judge sits down.
Bailey, know whether they be all agreed or no. If they be so, bid them come away and bring their prisoner. I would hear what they say.
I go, my lord. I go too soon for one. He is like to play a cast that will break his neck bone. I beseech your lordship, be good to him. The man is come of good kin. If your lordship would be so good to me. As for my sake to set him free, I could have £20 in purse. Yea, and your lordship, a right fair horse, well worth £10.
Get thee away, thou hellhound. If ye were well examined and tried, perchance a false knave ye would be spied.
So Iniquity goes out in high dudgeon, because he's tried effectively to
Corrupt the judge.
That's where he's telling him in his ear, the rest mate, so stage whisper for those four mice there. And the judge is not having anything because he is noble and wise. But the judge speaketh still.
Bribes, saith Solomon, blind the wise man's sight, that he cannot see to give judgment right. Should I be a briber? Nay, ye shall have the law, as I owe to God and the king, obedience and awe. They bring Ismael in, bound like a prisoner.
I think that's a stage direction.
Yes, it is. That's absolutely right. My bad. Yes, and the jury comes in probably at the same time.
Yes, unless it be a very obscure subjunctive.
Yes. My bad. Anyway, Iniquity does a little aside to the entering prisoner.
Ye be tied fair enough for running away. If ye do not after me, ye will be hanged, I dare say. If thou tell no tales, but hold thy tongue, I will set thee at liberty, ere it be long, though thou be judged to die anon.
Come on, sirs, I pray you, come on, be you all agreed in one?
Elizabeth.
Yea, my lord, everyone.
Where Ismael was indicted by 12 men, felony, burglary and murder, as the indictment declareth how, where and when, ye heard it read to you lately in order. You, with the rest, I trust all true men, be charged upon your oaths to give verdict directly, whether Ismael or thereof be guilty or not guilty.
Guilty, my lord, and most guilty.
Wilt thou hang, my lord, this horse and noddy?
I have to say, I love it. He's guilty, he's not just guilty, he's very guilty.
He's right guilty.
He's right guilty, he is. Okay, verdict time.
Tush, hold thy tongue, and I warrant thee. The Lord have mercy upon thee. Thou shalt go to the place thou camest from till tomorrow, 9 o'clock, there to remain, to the place of execution. Then shalt thou go there, be hanged to death, and after again, being dead, for example, to be hanged in a chain. Take him away and see it be done. At your peril that may fall thereupon.
Though I be judged to die, I require respite. For the king's advantage, some things I can recite.
Away with him. He will speak but of spite.
Well, we will hear you say what you can. But see that ye wrongfully accuse no man.
I will belie no man, but this I may say. Here standeth he that brought me to this way.
My lord, he lieth like a damned knave. The fear of death doth make him rave.
His naughty company and play at dice did me first to stealing entice. He was with me at robberies. I say it to his face. Yet can I say more in time and space?
Thou hast said too much. I pursue thy whoreson's face. Hang him, my lord, out of the way. The thief careth not what he doth say. Let me be hangman. I will teach him a sleight. For fear of talking, I will strangle him straight. Tarry here that list, for I will go.
And he tries to run away.
No, no, my friend, not so. I thought always ye should not be good, and now it will prove, I see by the rude.
They take him, tie him up, he fighteth and generally struggles.
Take him and lay him in iron strong. We will talk with you more ere it be long.
He that layeth hands on me in this place, it lay my brawling iron on his face. By God's blood, I defy thy worst. If thou shouldst hang me, I were accursed. I've been as low an ebb as this, and quickly aloft again by guess. I have more friends than ye think I have. I am entertained of all men like no slave. Yea, within this month, I may say to you, I will be your servant, and your master too. Yea, creep into your breast. Will ye have it so?
Away with them both, lead them away. At his death, tell me what he doth say, for then, belike, he will not lie.
I care not for you both. No, not a fly.
And out he goes. Last words to the judge.
If no man have here more matter to say, I must go hence some other way.
And out he goes, and that is effectively the end of that scene. Jesus is one of those words that unfortunately has a modern connotation that doesn't help us.
Which one where?
In your speech, quickly aloft again by Jesus. That's Jesus. It's that whole thing of you're going to dob him in it, and he's going, oh no, I'll sort you out, I'll be fine, and you get guilty. And it's again, you're right, Liz, earlier you were saying, you know, it's always somebody else's fault. It's always somebody else. He made me do it. He made me play with dice. Mm. Well, you murdered the sod, whoever you murdered. You know, dice made me do it.
Which, of course, echoes back to Genesis chapter 1. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. It was the woman made me do it.
Yeah, I didn't want the apple. It was nothing to do with me, mate.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a parallel play to do.
First term coat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Richard is going to, in the play, it would probably be doubled somebody else, but we will go with Richard. You're going to return as your own mother.
I look in the mirror and I see that every day.
Presumably, I don't know what's happened to Delilah. Barnabas took her away earlier, so we'll find out.
She's in a convalescent ward, isn't
she?
Yeah,
well, she's probably died in this play.
I suspect she's
We'll find out in a moment. But anyway, Worldly Shame is going to judge you, I think. So Richard as Worldly Shame.
Though I come in rudely, be not aghast. I must work a feat in all the haste. I have caught two birds. I will set for the dame. If I catch her in my clutch, I will her tame. Of all this while know ye not my name. I am right worshipful master, Worldly Shame. The matter that I come now about is even this. I put you out of doubt. There is one Xantippe, a curse true, I think all the world doth her know, such a jade she is, and so cursed a queen. She would outscold the devil's dame, I ween. Sirs, this fine woman hath babes three, twain the dearest darlings that might be, Ismael and fair Delilah, these two. And with the lout Barnabas I have nothing to do. All was good that these tiddlings do might, swear, lie, steal, scold, or fight, cards, dice, kiss, clip, and so forth. All this our mammy would take in good worth. Now, sir, Delilah, my daughter, is dead of the pox, and my son hangeth in chains and waveth his locks. These news will I tell her, and the matter so frame that she shall be thine own, master worldly shame.
You can hear her going, ah, as she's entering.
Well, I'll take it from the bottom of 13.
Yeah.
These news will I tell her, and the matter so frame that she shall be thine own, master worldly shame. Peace, peace, she cometh hereby. I spoke no word of her, no, not I. Oh, Mistress Xantippe, I can tell you news. The fair wench, your dear daughter Delilah, is dead of the pox taken at the stews. And thy son Ismael, that pretty boy, whom I dare say you love very well, is hanged in chains, every man can tell. Every man saith thy daughter was a strong whore, and thy son a strong thief and a murderer. It must needs grieve you wondrous that they died so shamefully both two. Men will taunt you and mock you, for they say now the cause of their death was even very new.
I? The cause of their death?
Will ye swoon, and devil stop thy breath? Thou shalt die, I trow, with more shame. I will get me hence, out of the way. If the whore should die, men would me blame, that I killed her, knaves should say.
Alas, alas, and well away. I may curse the time that I was born. Never woman had such fortune, I dare say. Alas, two of my children be forlorn. My fair daughter Delilah is dead of the pox. My dear son Ishmael hanged up in chains. Alas, the wind waveth his yellow locks. It slayeth my heart and breaketh my brains. Why should God punish and plague me so sore to see my children die so shamefully? I will never eat bread in this world more. With this knife I will slay myself by and by.
And she would go to stab herself with the knife, but enter Barnabas.
Yeah, but she's only going to do it by and by.
Beware what you do. Fie, mother, fie. Will you spill yourself for your own offence and seem forever to exclude God's mercy? God doth punish you for your negligence. Wherefore take his correction with patience, and thank him heartily that of his goodness he bringeth you in knowledge of your trespass. For when my brother and sister were of young age, you saw they were given to idleness and play, would apply no learning, but live in outrage, and men complained on them every day. Ye winked at their faults, and tiddled them all way. By maintenance they grew to mischief and ill, so at last God's justice did them both spill. In that God preserved me, small thank to you. If God had not given me special grace to avoid evil and do good, this is true, I had lived and died as in wretched case, as they did, for I had both sufferance and space. But it's an old proverb, you have heard it, I think, that God will have see, shall not wink. Yes, in this we may all may take comfort. They took great repentance, I heard say, and as for my sister, I am able to report, she lamented for her sins to her dying day. To repent and believe, I exhorted her alway. Before her death she believed that God of his mercy, for Christ's sake, would save her eternally. If you do even so, ye need not despair, for God will freely remit your sins all. Christ hath paid the ransom. Why should ye fear? To believe this and do well, to God for grace call. All worldly cares let pass and fall, and thus comfort my father, I pray you heartily.
Now she goes, leaving you alone.
I have little to say. I will come by and by. Right, gentle audience, by this interlude ye may see how dangerous it is for the frailty of youth without good governance to live at liberty. Such chances as these oft happen of truth. Many miscarry, it is the more ruth. By negligence of their elders and not taking pain, in time good learning and qualities to attain. Therefore, I exhort all parents to be diligent in bringing up their children, aye, to be circumspect, lest they fall to evil. Be not negligent, but chastise them before they sore infect. Accept their well-doing, in ill them reject. A young plant ye may plant and bow as ye will. Where it goes strong, there will it abide still. Even so by children in their tender age, ye may work them like wax to your own intent. But if ye suffer them long to live in outrage, they will be sturdy and stiff and will not relent. O ye children, let your time be well spent. Apply your learning and your elders obey. It will be for your profit another day. Now for the Queen's Royal Majesty, let us pray. That God, in whose hands is the heart of all queens, may endure her highness with good godly puissance alway, that her grace may long reign and prosper in all things, in God's word and justice may give light to all queens. Let us pray for the honourable council nobility, that there may always counsel us wisdom with tranquillity. God save the queen, the realm and commonality. He maketh courtesy. Sorry, that's a stage direction.
Yes. And goeth out.
Yes.
Okay, so it can't be Edward, can it? Or it's been revised or the ending's been added for Mary and Elizabeth.
Well, there's a reference to the king earlier in the judges' spiel.
And Mark, could you just do the song at the end just to see if that gives us... I mean, I love the fact that Barnabas says... I have a little to say, I will come by and by. He doesn't have a little to say, it's a sodding lot.
It is good to be merry, but who can be merry? He that hath a pure conscience, he may well be merry. Who hath a pure conscience, tell me. No man of himself, I ensure thee. Then must it follow of necessity that no man can be merry. Purity itself may pureness give. You must ask it of God in true belief. Then will he give it, and none reprieve. And so we may be merry. What is the practice of a conscience pure? To love and fear God and other allure, and for his sake to help his neighbour, then may he well be merry. What shall he have that can and will do this, after this life everlasting bliss? Yet not by desert, but by gift, I wis. There God make us all merry.
There God make us all merry. Happy,
what
happy
a merry
days.
Song.
So the mother doesn't kill herself yet. The mother survives, as far as we can tell, and Barnabas continues to be moderately insufferable. So yes, so in the sense of the overall theme, I mean, the question is, presumably this was performed for or by children. It slightly overplays its hand, shall we say.
Yes, I mean, it carries didacticism to a... almost the reductum ad absurdum.
Yeah, I mean, it does feel like a very bad touring show that goes to schools, you know, talking about, you know, just say no. It does have that feel to it. I quite like it because of that, because I kind of think you can almost send it up while you're doing it. It has a liveliness to it, actually. We'd trim out some of the more overly long didactic. I quite like the overly didactic nature of bits of it.
But
he does go on a bit.
Yeah. He,
so unless you're doing something of people behind him going, you know.
Yeah, I think that's possibly the... You know, or just present it with a circle of kids behind.
Yes, exactly.
You know, who are then starting to fidget and...
Because, I mean, it could be doubled with four or five, not easily, but you could do it. So it's a very tourable show, and that almost feels like, again, the point is that this can go around and teach
small
lessons.
Small cast.
To the... Because it's as much, obviously, for the parents. You know, the parent... The fact that it's the parent that survives at the end. And it's like saying to you, actually, it's not about the children, it's about the parents learning the lesson, because your children will die if you don't. So maybe that's more of the thrust. Any other thoughts?